You are now listening to Back in a Day with John and Jay.
Back in the day.
Where we all talk about those retro movies, music, and games that we all grew up with.
Movies.
Toys, and all the other possibilities. We talk about the old movies, not the new movies. The motherfucking old movies.
Older the better.
That's right, the ones from the 80s and maybe 90s.
Exceptions.
No way. All day, back in the day, with John and Jay.
Jason Scherter, John Ruther, come at you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first podcast that has no name.
That's right, no name. So we're gonna delve right into that and trying to figure out what we're going to be calling ourselves.
Yeah, all you people get to hear the thought process behind having to name a podcast.
We're actually Google searching. Just to figure it out. Also, just want to let everybody know it is Johnny B and Jason here.
Jay Bizzle.
Yep, Jay Bizzle.
And Jay Sizzle. Yeah.
Which would be terrible podcast names.
That's horrible. That's the fucking worst.
We were thinking about Brohio, but I guess it's not a very good one. All right, so we're searching.
We're searching for ideas for podcasts. Because, you know, we're uncreative.
I'm thinking 80s, so I'm thinking like Break the Suture or Back to the Suture. Or, you know, but we want to keep our initials in it, which just kind of makes it a little bit more fun and interesting.
Yeah, basically this podcast will be just us spitting about movies, nostalgic stuff, songs, anything our little heart desires, anything from the 80s, 90s. Good stuff like that.
Yeah, so hopefully a lot of things we talk about will bring up some fond memories from back in the day. Because obviously me and John here, we grew up in the 80s. So we definitely want to keep it 80s. There's a lot of things I think that got lost in the 80s. So we would like to talk about that on our podcast.
All right, I Googled like names for podcasts. And one's called What a Dream. Like a wet dream.
I kind of like Wet Dream better. Those are lame, those dude.
Stupid. Clever podcast names. Curated cast.
You know what we should call our podcast?
So stupid.
We should just call it Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Good Sounds movie. Like a good, yeah.
The Podcast Live. Ooh, that's hard hitting.
What about, I got one, dude. Jason Brickner's Day Off.
Like Baby's Day Off?
No, like Ferris Bueller. Dude.
Oh. Or
Brickner. Brickner.
Bueller.
Big City Downtown.
Ooh, that sounded really good. I don't sing normally. Stoner Podcast. We don't. Yeah, we don't do that. Although, nothing against that, but.
We're fucking old.
Yeah, dude. We are old. This is dumb. These are just like random names that has nothing to do with anything.
Dude, best podcast. I already got it, dude.
Okay.
The Never Ending Story podcast. Because it is. It's a never ending story. We're always talking.
Theoretically, it is a never ending
story. We should call it.
Although, I don't.
Falcor.
Call it Gmok or whatever the hell his name is.
He made it.
Podcast Factory. Okay. This is like, I think this is the same. Geek Beat.
Geek Best?
This is Best. Oh.
I like Geek Beat better.
Geek Beat's kind of funny.
Kind of
did. I kind of like that. Geek Beat. That's different. I don't know. I kind
of
like that.
You know what I'm thinking? Instead of, you know how there was an 80s song called Girls on Film?
Yeah. Girls on Film.
What about Men on Movies?
Ooh.
I kind of dig that.
That's fucking good, dude.
I like that. And then you know what's crazy is? The acronym's MOM. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I love my mom.
We all love our mothers. Here we go. Bailey and Cream.
Sounds awesome. Should go back to your kitchen. Bailey and Cream.
See, here we go. Broadcast Bros. Mm. podcast.
Sorry, I had to grab another cough drop.
I kind of like Geek Beat, and I do like men. Was it Men on Movies? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I'm addicted to cough drops.
Hot Rubbish Podcast. I think that could be apropos. Appropriate, if you will.
I'm still liking Men on Movies. I'm throwing I kind of like that. Kind of because Girls on Film was a huge 80s hit, you know, so.
Bar Talk. No.
I kind of like The Chill. The Chill's pretty sweet. But, you know, I want something to do with the 80s, to be honest. Just because, like I said, that's pretty much going to be a basis of a lot of our podcasts. Obviously, we're going to do a lot of, just jargon, you know, but most of it's going to be about 80s, I'm hoping. But, because there's so many great gifts from the 80s, there's so many good movies from the 80s, a lot of good video games from the 80s. So, it'd just be a lot of fun. Awesome toys.
Oh, dude.
The toys back in the 80s. We'll talk about that. Phenomenal, man. So,
I have a big 80s toy. Mostly the real Ghostbusters.
This all the fresh scoop. I thought Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince.
The French Princes. On the air.
On the air.
Dude, the Fresh. I dig it, dude. I love it. I'm locking that one in.
Dude, you know they're remaking The Fresh Prince into a more serious drama now?
That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like they took that episode of Why Don't He Love Me? And they turned that into a whole series reboot. I guess Will Smith is like executive producer. There's a trailer for it on fuck it, dude. I'll just play it right here. I'll play it right here for you.
Yeah.
And the people, everybody else can hear it too.
Yeah, and you know what? What are they going to do? A Family Matters episode or whole series about Little Richie who gives a shit? Nobody cares.
Dude, yeah, it
sounds freaking horrible, man.
The only thing I wish is that how are they going to incorporate the Carlton dance into this? I don't think there's once you see it, you'll be like, yeah, this is not the right thing.
If they can pull them away from Catch 21.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot. I'm just pulling the trailer up on YouTube.
This looks, oh my gosh. Yeah,
you even tell just based on the.
Oh, here we go.
This time we'll try to make you forget who you are and where you came from. Don't let it do that.
Damn! Jeffrey Thompson, house manager.
Will, I'm Viv.
10 years is a long time.
Let me show you.
It's like Love and Basketball.
You know what sucks is he didn't come up in a freaking taxi, man. He got driven up there in a blue car.
What do you think? I made you look.
Yeah, see, Will Smith is there.
Yo, Uncle Phil. I'm glad you're safe. We'll talk later.
Uncle Phil's skinny?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the most jarring part.
You know.
That's Carlton?
That's supposed to be Carlton.
Carlton, he's supposed to be nerdy, man.
One day we can talk about why you're really here.
Oh, yeah, because there's like a rift between them.
You know why I'm here from Philly?
Scrapping the bull court.
What is this? Boys from the Hood?
It is like Boys.
There's a Boys from the
Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. The Fresh Prince edition. From Philly.
We want to deal with you. Why move mountains to get you here? So here's the story. Came to Bel-Air for a better education.
I'm still waiting for the dance.
Be patient. Give this a real chance.
Nah.
I knew.
We have a different set of rules here, okay?
I'll watch it, but yeah, I don't know.
Down and follow my lead.
Whoa. Man, you know I'm a rep West Philly wherever I go.
Why? Okay, why would you?
No love. Look around.
Listen to the music with it, man. It's just not. It's not happy-go-lucky. It's all crap.
Welcome to Bel-Air.
What the hell is my life?
I wonder what DJ board that was. Out, that's what I'm thinking.
I knew you picked that out right away.
Why are we working so hard to save a boy who doesn't want to be saved?
Because we owe it to him.
A real man takes responsibility for his actions.
Why don't he love me, man?
Let go of his pride and make the most out of a second chance.
God, be the will. Uncle Phil's a boss, dude.
With his talent and swag. Let the music
diffuse all attention. I do like Will Smith's new song, though.
There was a new song?
Yeah, that's him rapping. That's him singing.
Oh, really? That was him.
There's no going back.
I mean, some things... Yeah. I'll watch it. So, yeah. I don't know about that. Some things just don't need rebooted, you know? And I don't think, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air needs that treatment.
I wouldn't mind if it was rebooted, but if it was, like, kept to the same, like, same diagram that they had before, to where it was more of a comedy and made it happy-go-lucky. We got enough sad crap going on in the world to where we don't need another
That's
thing
a good point.
To bring us down.
Yeah, it's like, some of the comedy.
Or had his kid in it. Like Ice Cube did with the NWA movie, have his kid in it, dude. Have Will Smith's kid in it. Instead, he did Karate Kid, and that was horrible.
I'm just reading some of the comments here. This feels like a new drama show, and the Prince of Bel-Air sticker put on it to get more people to watch it and ride on the nostalgia hype. Yeah. Although it looks like it has nothing in common with the 90s show. It has absolutely nothing.
You know what?
Nothing to do with it.
It honestly looks like it takes place after the 90s. It doesn't even look.
I think it has that modern sheen to it where it's just like.
Nothing prequel. Nothing, yeah. There's no 80s. There's no nothing 80s.
I'll tell you this. If they would have called this anything other than Bel Air or Fresh Prince related, I'd be like, okay, you know, I'd watch it just because it looks like your typical. You know, growing of age story, but dude, they put Bel Air with it. Do we really need a reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel Air? Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's exactly what I like. Fresh Prince for the comedy, to each their own. But this is a definite pass. So you can never replace the original cast. No shit.
I think we got off track.
Well, that's what we
But our. Okay. So me, I like Fresh Prince on the air. I think that's kind of cool. French Prince, Fresh Princes.
Yeah, we were thinking.
We could call it French Princes. French Princesses.
We went from trying to find a name to, but I had to show you that because.
No, that's cool, man. I like that, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, it kind of ties into what we're talking about, you know.
Yeah.
Nostalgia, TV shows, and just whatever else comes to mind. Men on Movies, I don't mind. I do. I keep coming back to Geek Beat, even though that's it reminds me of a teenage magazine or something.
It kind of sounds like it's either a teenage magazine or it sounds like a. It sounds like we're doing music, you know, which we will. Like, I mean, obviously, there's gonna be music involved.
Yeah.
But.
Ooh, a podcast name generator.
Let's try that. Let's see what happens.
Enter words and click generate.
Ooh, just put our names in.
Ooh, what? John and Jason?
Yeah.
John and Jason?
Yeah, just put that in.
Oops. Generate.
It's like, I have no idea what you want.
John Push, John Rape. What the fuck?
John Locker Room.
John Locker Room? What the hell?
John Rape? Did it say John Rape? Or Raid? John Raid, okay. What was it saying? Jason Dara? On the right, dude. Jason Dara.
Jonas. Jason Adora.
Jason Adora. No, I'm good.
And Ghost. John Magnet. These sound like really bad.
Like, John Jam? That sounds like something you do late at night.
John Jams. Are you ready for this?
Jasenia. Like a menu? You just throw my name on the Enya?
Okay. Obviously, it needs something more specific. So, like, what?
We can call ourselves... Okay, don't mind the cursing, but... Two dicks in a mouth. Because we're talking, but we're two dudes, so...
That's like something you would see on E-Fucked back in the day.
Oh, my God. don't Google search
don't,
that.
Don't go there.
You won't find us. You'll find a lot of viruses. That's all I'm saying.
'80s. Oh, nostalgic. I don't even know how to spell nostalgic. G
Yeah, there you go. See what it says. See, it just throws nostalgia in the freaking name.
Genius Inquire Nostalgia, Grave Nostalgia.
These are like if I was doing a book report.
God. Nostalgia Blitz. OT.
I kind of like Nostalgia Blitz. That's I kind of dig it a little bit.
Operator Nostalgia. Operation Nostalgia.
Goal Nostalgia.
We'll just call ourselves the Rush Hour Renegades. Coming at you.
We could just call ourselves Back in the Day. I like Back
Ooh.
In the Day.
Ooh.
I like that.
Dude, that's cool.
Back in the Day.
Today was a good day. Dude, I kind of like that.
I think Back in the Day, dude. I like that a lot.
I like that.
I think it's Back in the Day when we used to go out and play. Oh, my God, I'm rapping. Not what I meant to do. Back in the day when we used to go out and play and not come in until the lights came on, you know? Instead, today, everybody's locked in their rooms. And I obviously, due to a lot of, like, you know, human trafficking and a lot of social media definitely hurts a lot of it. I'm glad that we have it, but...
I'm not one for the socials, but...
But back in the day, dude, we didn't have... You know, it was... Like, people that were trying to kidnap kids had to work for it, man. It wasn't like an easy thing. You didn't have to text little Timmy over Facebook.
There's probably like, a rapist podcast. They're like going, you know, back in my day, it was really hard to get kids to get into your van.
God damn, you had to do the leg.
You had to do the legwork, man. You had to get into the van and paint it candy, free candy.
You had to fuel up the old Econoline. Jeez,
it was so hard. And now it's like it's so much easier to get on the Snapchats and the WhatsApp and everything. And it's like, hey, look, I'm the same age as you. We're all the same. I'm a kid and you're a kid.
You had to find that one loner, I guess, and go after him. Yeah. Like Aqualung.
Yeah, in an alternate universe, that's probably a podcast happening right now.
In the black web or dark webs.
The dark web. If people are like, you know what? I feel that. I totally get that. It's got dark really fucking quick. I love it. I do like Back in the Day.
Back in the Day would be a great podcast.
I like
name.
That. I think that's what we're going to go.
Yeah, I like Back in the Day, dude. Oh, dude. Got it.
What?
John and Jay, Back in the Day.
Ooh. Boom. Even put our names in it. It rhymes and everything.
John and Jay's Back in the Day.
Dude.
That is our podcast name, I think. I think we just locked her in.
Dude, I love that. It's
Regis that. Fucking final answer.
That is awesome. I love it. So now... I think we're going to take a break now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Check this out. Buddy.
Welcome to another episode of Jay's Sexcapades. Speaking of AIDS, I want to tell you a very special story of debauchery and sadism. So, put on your seatbelts. We're gonna get fucked up. Alright, well, I went to the bar one night. Already half cocked on tequila. Went into the bar and I went up to the counter and I was like, hey, you know what? Let's keep it rolling. Give me some more shots of tequila. Well, I look over next to me. There's a real pretty little thing sitting on a bar stool. I'm like, what's up, baby? She's like, not much, handsome. I'm like,
oh, no.
You want a shot of tequila?
As long as I can get the worm.
I'm like, hell yeah, this is my kind of party, girl. So I threw her a shot of tequila, you know, slid it right down the bar like a cool man, Luke. She took that son of a bitch straight. I'm over here licking salt and sucking limes like a son of a bitch. That's my kind of woman, I thought to myself.
And I asked what her name was, and she was like, Tare. Miranda. I was like, hey, Tare Miranda. What do you say we get out of here and put these tequila shots to work? You know what I'm talking about. She's like, all right, sounds good. I got a truck parked out back. I'm like, all right, a girl that drives a truck too? Fucking jackpot, man. It's like I struck the fucking lottery.
Oh, no.
But we cruise home, you know, and luckily didn't get picked up by any police. That would have been bad. And we go back to her house. And we walk in, and all I see are pictures of guys all over the place. It's the same guy. I'm like, it's a handsome looking dude, but you know, whatever. She's like, do you want to sit and watch TV or do you want to go back to the bedroom? I'm like, fuck the TV, baby. Let's go back to that bedroom.
That's not a woman.
So we go back there and she starts kissing me down from my head down to my jungle joint. You know what I'm talking about? And I could feel, I'm like, Jesus, what is that? I could feel something scraping me. It felt like sandpaper on her face. And she's like, do you like that? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And she kept scraping me with her man sandpaper. I want to call it man paper. But her sandpaper was scraping me. And then she went down and started gobbling my hog. I didn't think anything of it, but I was like, oh, her wig's coming off. And when her wig was coming off, it kind of flopped to the side. And I saw, like, I was like, oh, she just has really short hair but likes wigs. So I was like, you know what? I don't care. I don't mind butch-looking chicks. Let's just keep this thing rolling. All right, welcome back to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
With some more of that great 80s and 90s content.
So I think today we're going to talk about... We kind of hit on Neverending Story. I think that's a good starting off point.
I think it's one of our childhood favorites, man.
Yeah.
Like, no joke, I remember watching it as a kid and thinking, fucking 15 hours later, you're done with the movie.
Dude, how could anyone forget this, man?
This iconic song.
So good.
Turn around, look at what you see.
Limaw from Kajagoogoo.
That's
who it is. It's Limaw. That's the dude that sings this.
Yeah.
From Kajagoogoo.
Is that a country?
Yeah. No, they sang Too Shy. Remember that Shy?
Oh, yeah.
So Limaw sings this song, and this is his one huge hit.
Right.
Besides Too Shy from Kajagoogoo. Trust me, I've done my musical.
This dude right here knows his shit about music, man.
I have to.
Because he's a DJ. The best in Tiffin, T-Town DJ.
And I think I was telling you the other day, John, that I had a crush on a tree. It was so bad. Then I found out that Bastard was a guy. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Such naughty, naughty things.
Oh, man.
He was a cute fucking dude, man.
It...
And then also a little tidbit of info. The guy that runs the Racing Squirrel is actually the same guy that was
the Oompa Loompa. He was Oompa Loompa. In the and
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. You know what I thought was kind of hot? Was the little troll or the woman with the guy who looked over the gate, the Southern or the Oracle or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? She's like, you fell out of your basket again.
Oh, you used to do. Come on, man.
I don't know, man. I had a...
Why? Because she brought you the bat wing, bro.
That we brought.
But anyway, like, this movie is iconic. It's amazing. Nothing terrible in it. The only nudity you get is from titties on a statue.
Forgot about that.
Which is, like, honestly it. It's an adventure. It's fun.
That was scary as shit.
What's awesome about it, all it is about people losing their, what is it? Like, their fantasy world in their head. They're, like, losing their imagination is what they're doing.
It's almost kind of like what you were talking about earlier about, you know, kids not playing in social media and stuff where, you know, kids aren't creative, you know, as much as opposed to, like, what we had where we actually had to, like, use our imaginations and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of plays into the plot of Neverending Story where it's the same thing where kids are more involved in, say, video. You know, I don't want to be that old man, you know, shouting at a cloud kind of thing where, but it is kind of a good piece of social commentary where it's like kids don't really use their imagination or they don't really express creative freedom what they used to. And I know kids have, like, different ways to doing that, but this kind of touches on, you know, the nothing where it's just a void. Like, all these kids have voids. And there's, you know, it kind of, like, yeah, it's a good piece of social commentary, I think.
And you see that in pictures where people are showing, like, what you miss out by being stuck with your face in your phone. And I'm not saying that I'm not guilty of doing that as well. Because if me and the wife go out to a restaurant, a lot of times, you know, I'll be on my phone playing solitaire or, you know, I do a lot of business off my phone. So when it comes to that,
I think
you
it's
know,
a functional tool.
It is.
Like,
but
sure.
We overuse the shit out of it, dude. And it's like people still use their imagination, but it doesn't, they don't have to try so hard to do so. Whereas in back in the day, it was like, go outside. There's a stick in the yard. Well, you use it as a gun. Now, if you go out, you don't see kids play anymore.
Dude, we used to play guns. You ever play that as a kid? That's something you will never see today, but we used to play a game called Guns. Of course, as a kid, I had all these toy guns, like a ton of them, and we used to go around the day. It was almost like a capture the flag kind of game where we would, you know, we distribute guns out. We would, like, one team would go and play hide and seek. Is that you?
See, I'm already in my fucking phone, dude.
You're proving the point here, man. Okay, I'm trying to make a point, and now your phone's going off, son of a bitch.
It just sounds like a gong, dude. This damn microphone stand, dude. But yeah, I totally agree, man. Like, you can't walk around with that. No joke. A lot of you'd get shot. You would have the cops called on you in a second's notice.
But we used to just go around and be like, "Bang, you're dead." Oh, shit. You know, it's like. It was like a big capture the flag kind of game, and, you know, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, it's, you couldn't do that today, but it's like, speaking of, like, I just want to address the elephant in the room with this film, is that the absolute most horrifying, scary, saddest part in any part in film history is when the fucking horse dies.
That is the
it's
worst.
It's the worst. Dude. The worst part in any movie, and you're just like, what the shit? Why is this horse dying?
In a kid's movie, nonetheless.
Oh, my God.
God, we had so much pain in the 80s. So, like, I watched this movie at work the other day just because I love it. And I can, honestly, I can do work, and I know exactly what part it is. I know the whole damn movie. It's not a problem. So I just listened to it in the background. And that part came on. I was like, yeah, I'm not watching that.
Dude, I kind of like, I don't want to say I fast forward it, but I just kind of like side eye it. I'm like, oh man, no, not the horse part.
I think I got a
fucking
pee.
Artex. No, dude, you can't let the swamp of sand just get to you, bro. What are you doing, dude? Son of a bitch. Every time.
Well, I don't know. Me, it's like, I don't know. Is the swamp, like, my thing is like, and you know what's crazy about that? If you look at that and look at, you know, some kids, or some people's suicide, that's what that is, dude. That's what that part is.
Ooh, that's deep, dude.
Because he's going through the swamp. Like, in people's minds, there's a part of sadness before you pass away. And here's the part that we're talking about. He's walking through this.
Oh, dude, let's just get right to it, man. Oh.
That's a how to tray you yelling at his horse.
That's so messed up. Oh, God, the horse is sinking.
And all the horse is doing is sinking and trying to move. And
See, nowadays, you know what made it so effective is that it was a real horse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't CGI. Oh God, no! That music, that musical score, oh my God, dude, it really ties it all in.
It does.
Oh God, no.
And no joke, as a kid it was bad, but as an adult,
it's even more heartbreaking.
You understand what's going on.
Oh no, man. Now I'm bummed out now.
Then it goes to black.
Then it goes
thank
to black.
God.
And then the next part, it just shows him just kind of looking over
like where Artex,
sunk. Like, yeah. Oh, dude. Not now I'm sad.
He didn't even get to paint him like one of his French girls. I'm such an ass.
Yeah, like I said, dude, it's like, and I want to touch on, like, they used, like, a real horse, but they also, like, this movie was a masterpiece of practical effects and puppetry. And that was all that's all it was used back then. You know, you had like Jim Henson's Creature Shop, you know, because
this is 84, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
This is right up top, right there toward the right. Look at the top right. See it?
Oh, yeah, you're right here. 1984.
Yeah, 1984. It's kind of like E.T.
It's like the apex. This is like the apex of practical movie effects. Where you had, like I said, Jim Henson's Creature Shop, and you know you had like you know in all a bunch of movies, you know, like Labyrinth and Dark Crystal and Star Wars. You know, all these movies used practical effects, have just made it so much better. It's so much realer, and it's just like everyone just wants to go to CGI, and I don't mind a little CGI to kind of cover up things where you can't really do. But as far as like just puppetry, it just looks so much tactile that you can actually believe that these people or these things and these creatures and these animals and these monsters are actually there. And it's something that I wish they go back to a little bit. Now, Ghostbusters Afterlife did use a little bit of practical effects, and we'll talk about Ghostbusters another day, but I just say I wish more movies would do that. It's probably not cost friendly, but it's just, as a moviegoer, and it's just, as a fan, it's a lot better to me to get immersed in the story when you see actual, real, tactile creatures like that.
I think compared to doing computer, yeah, it's probably not, it's not very cost effective because you're going to have the puppeteers.
Right, it's definitely not.
Make the fabric.
And I'm not saying anything that's probably not been said by a million other people in a million different other ways, but, you know, I'm just an old school person who just likes just old school movies. Now, sometimes puppetry don't really hold up that well, you know, and sometimes it looks like crap, and Ninja Turtles 3 is really a good example. It's just the puppetry. You could tell Jim Henson died died before the first movie came out. You could tell part two was good, but we'll get to Ninja Turtles another day too, but I'm just throwing out just examples off the top of my head.
You know what I was thinking, dude? We had to choose a new name today. And then we played the Neverending Story,
yeah,
where he has to choose the new name.
Ooh.
Isn't that wild?
What?
I never put that. Oh my God. I just made that a distinction.
Dude, that was not by design. I'm
no,
dead serious.
That's amazing. So we
dead ass serious.
Thank
dude.
God we didn't call our thing Moonchild, but
I never knew what the hell he freaking said.
Until we had the internet.
Now, was that by design where he's just like, nah, nah, nah. Okay, I'm going to pull that up.
No, it's also like Animal House when he yells that shit and you have no idea what he says. Do you know what he says during that part?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? That Animal House where they do the shout. Everybody shout. And he's like, bah, bah, bah.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, we don't know what the hell he says.
All right, we're going to play like a clip from the end, I think. Oh, no, nope, that's not it.
That's the beginning.
That's like,
it's when his dad's making egg shit.
Oh, dude. Before I play this, let's talk about that for a fucking second, man. You brought this up. We watched the movie, a week or two ago. You know, not really to research it, because it's just, we love watching the movie. But he goes, Jason brought this up. He's like, what is he making in the background? And it's just like, I'm like, dude, it's egg. He's putting eggs and orange juice together. What the fuck is that?
It's actually a very well-known 80s drink. A lot of people did it.
A lot of people did this?
A lot of
that's
people
so
did it.
That's so gross.
I researched it after we talked
no
about
shit.
It.
No yeah. shit. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Yeah, I would never do it, but you know what I mean? It's like, I guess they said if you didn't have time to grab breakfast, It was just a real quick, hey, protein, you got your vitamins. You got, like, it's your breakfast in a cup.
I guess what's worse, just drinking raw eggs, like Rocky style, or just putting a little orange juice in it to diffuse?
I would rather, no joke, I would never want to drink raw eggs Rocky style. I would rather do the orange juice and have it mixed in. That way, when you're chugging it, you don't know where the egg is, hopefully. You might feel it a little bit, but I would rather do it that
way. Disgusting.
And at least it'll mask the flavor, too.
Raw eggs with orange juice? Was it common people in the 80s to blend a raw egg with orange juice, similar to the breakfast Bastien's father made? This is from Quora. I think that's how you pronounce it. It was a quick instant breakfast concept that people used, especially before the salmonella scare. Sometimes a healthy dose of Tabasco would be added to help burn off a hangover.
I can understand that.
But I don't think that was really any more effective than the sugar and the protein in the regular drink. A lot of weird concept drinks came out during the 70s due to the arrival of the cheap home blenders.
You know what works for hangovers?
What's that?
Crack. Just kidding. That's terrible. Don't ever do that.
I thought you had like a really good hangover drink.
For real, what is best for hangovers? This is what I used to do. So I used to DJ at a bar, and I used to get crazy shit-faced. Just because we'd do shots, like everybody buy a round of shots, everybody would take turns, and aspirin. Take a couple aspirin and drink a whole 20-ounce bottle of water before you go to bed. Wake up the next day feeling brand new. Not even kidding.
That seems so simple.
It is, but aspirin's a blood thinner. So I don't know if it just circulates the toxins through your stuff. Plus, when you're drinking alcohol, you're actually dehydrated,
right?
Because the alcohol is taking the place of what water should be flowing through your bloodstream. So welcome to MD. So drink a whole 20-ounce bottle of water. Force yourself to, because you're not going to want to. And I'm telling you what, dude, next day you'll feel decent. Me, if I don't do that, I'll spend 2 days. I have to have 2 days off to recuperate from a hangover. I'm a pussy.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
So I think we could... So to kind of circle back, we could objectively agree that anything with raw eggs is bad, is gross. I think so.
Except for cake batter.
brownie
batter.
We're right. When you're looking at the beaters.
That's
such a lost art.
Sounds so bad.
Lick those beaters, baby.
Licking the beaters. That's what we should name the podcast.
Lick those beaters, baby. So anyway, we're getting back to the moonchild part. And as a kid, I just thought he went, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, you never know what he said.
I think that, I swear to God, I think that was by design to where, and I like saying by design a lot, but I think it's like where you're supposed to use your imagination.
And you name what
you think he said, where it uses your own thought process. That's what I always got from it. I don't know if that's what the filmmakers thought, but that's what I think.
Right now, Fantasia is falling apart in the video. And the Emerald Princess. Not the Emerald Princess. The Emerald Princess.
The Emerald. Childlike Princess.
Childlike Princess, yeah. She is just sad.
You know, she had to wear veneers. Like, she had to wear, like, different teeth. And it took her, like, forever to learn how to talk with those teeth in.
I did not know that. Why was her mouth was all jacked?
I don't. No, it wasn't jacked. I think they wanted, like, her teeth to look different. Such a mind trip, dude.
And this cute little chick's in the movie, and I'm over here as a kid salivating over a dude, bro. So messed up.
I mean, you know,
he's just lucky I wasn't 13. I would have shot a bunch of shame glaze all over the place.
Shame glaze, dude. That's
fucking great. Here he goes.
Here we go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. See, now you know what he's saying. Yeah, like you can hear it now.
Yeah.
But
back in the day, I was like, I thought he said Ohio or something, you know. But, yeah, dude.
Shame glaze? You're going to throw that on me when I'm... I think we've all had a few of those.
Having a Trey U character put into a jar. sit on top of a radiator for 5 years while I just spank bank all over
him. Oh my God, man.
Cover him with Fantasia.
You know what I always thought would have been funny? It's at the end, like right after this part, where it's like, she's like, in the beginning, it's always dark or whatever. Where she holds up that little grain of sand from Fantasia. And he's always like, what is this? It's all that's left of my vast empire. Oh. It sneezes. And it she's like, no. Oh, it's dusty up here. Ooh.
He just sneezes.
He just sneezes on it and it just sand and flies away.
Or you know what would be funny? If it was like in the mid 2016, 17, he would have snorted that fucking sand. Snuffed it up his nose. He would have been like,
oh God, that's good shit. No. So does that mean I get like, I can just wish now because I have it inside me? She's like, that's not how it works.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, never ending story. That was pretty much the end. Like, what's cool is the poor guy was bullied. The poor kid was bullied. Like everybody was in the 80s. Obviously, me and John, we had our issues when we were younger with bullies and stuff. And then, so what made this movie amazing for especially people that bullied is that at the end of the movie, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys if you haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
But Bastion gets his revenge on the people that picked on him with the help of Valcor. I know Family Guy made fun of it. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But
what has a Family Guy made fun of?
But it is you get that sense of like, yeah, justice, you know. I wish I could do that. Kind of gives you one thing to be able to hope for in your own personal life.
Real quick before we go to something else here. I want to play like one of my favorite pieces of cinematic score. I think you know probably where I'm going with this. Is the Ivory Tower theme.
Oh,
dude, it is. Now, there's two versions of this. There's the official soundtrack version, which has kind of a dancey bounce to it, which I don't like.
I like the one from the movie itself.
But they never put, now, there was two people who made the score. You have
Giorgio Moroder.
Yeah, thank you. And then you have there's the version from the soundtrack, or it's vice versa. Oh, and then you have Klaus Doldinger. Yeah. So, yeah, this is what I like. It's so good. Especially when they're going through the black. They're looking for the Ivory Tower.
Yeah, it's so good. And then, like, this happens when they come into view. When the tower comes into view, this happens. You know, this is the song that comes on. For 1984, it's
awesome. This is the 80s personified to me. It's this little 1 minute 15 piece of theatrical score.
To be honest, this is the music I think of when I think of, like, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Ghostbusters, the real ones. If they all had an orgy, this would be the music playing in the background.
When I die, and when I go to the gates of heaven, this is what's going to be playing when they open up the gates.
Just replay over and over at the funeral.
Over and over. Ad nauseum. But yeah, I just love that fucking piece of music. So goot. All right, so we are going to take a break. We'll be right back. Check this out.
So, for the butch-looking chick, well, she was like, do you reciprocate? And at first, I was like, I'm fucking drunk, man. I have no idea what that means. So I said, what? She's like, will you go down on me? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I will. Oh, you know, daddy likes eating pussy. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, no.
So, I pull her dress up and I pull her little panties down. And when I pull her panties down, I got hit in the face with the... I thought it was a club in her pocket. I'm sitting here thinking, wow, she is really worried about getting accosted. You know, she's got a fucking bat in her pocket. Not like a big bat, but like one of those ones you get in a ball field that are like for kids. And I pulled her dress up and I'm like, what the hell? She's got something. And it's bigger than what I have. Really made me uncomfortable.
I bet.
For my first time in my life. But you know what? I'm here. Might as well keep rolling, right? So I pulled that honking thing up. Pulled them balls up. Lick that butt pussy. I tongue fucked that goddamn hairy fart box like a son of a bitch. I couldn't help it. I just was like, you know what? YOLO, man, you know? Like they say nowadays, YOLO. And I was YOLO low licking that butthole like a lot. And then he pulled my head up, grabbed me by my hair because I had more than he did. And he shoved his donger right in my goddamn face portal. I'm like, oh, come on, man. At least warn a bitch. You know, so. As I'm sitting here having my first, I would say, homosexual experience. You know, I'm like, sucking this dick ain't too bad. And I was jerking the gherkin the whole fucking time. I couldn't breathe, though, because he kept slamming the shit home. I'm like, listen, bud, we're not trying to push through the gates of a big castle. You just need to ease that big fucker in there a little bit, all right? Well, then he smacked me across my face and threw me over the edge of the bed. I was like, uh-oh. He's down for the brown. So, next thing you know, he's poking old hairy monster down in my old butt cheese hole, man. And I'm like, I never did this. Is this going to hurt? And he's like, only for a second. I'm like,
only for a second.
All right, going ahead, I guess. You know, we're already here. Let's do this shit. And I'm not kidding. He pounded the dick off me. I don't think I had any more hair between my ass cheeks. I had a gully gooch. It was gone. He scorched my butthole. And then he jammed all over the back of my back. And that was the last I saw of him. I went home. And to be honest, I cried for 3 fucking weeks, man. Ah. Would it be gay if I said I tasted his man jam? Is that gay? Hope it's not gay. It's gay. All right, welcome back to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
With some more of that great 80s and 90s content.
Okay, welcome back. Another titillizing Jay Sexcapade episode.
Yes, definitely.
I never get tired of those. So really to kind of wrap things up today, thanks for everybody for tuning in. If you tuned in.
Yes, thank you.
If anything we said was kind of off the rails, I apologize.
Yeah, we definitely didn't mean to offend anybody. We did. It's all in fun, to be honest.
I live to offend.
If you like risque kind of talk, but also like that retro feel, definitely hit us back.
Yes, a little retro talk with a little bit of spice added to it.
That's right, man.
Some things we're going to do in the future, definitely, you know, the big hitters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future.
Mel Brooks, man.
Yeah, definitely some Mel Brooks, Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles, you know, things of that nature.
E.T.
E.T. We're gonna do like a baseball special.
Goonies.
We're gonna do like Little Big League and League of Their Own and all those kind of, you know, movies like that. We're gonna talk music. We're gonna talk like Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, any 80s, you know, band from back in the day that we all liked. The TV shows, you know, like the old cartoons, like Gummy Bears. Like, I love that show back
then. That was a great show.
I think
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget. Yeah, all those different shows. Definitely those are things coming your way here in the future.
Heathcliff.
I loved Heathcliff, man. So basically things like that. So if, you know, thank you for joining us. And we will be back with you next week or next run. We will see you then.
And if there's anything you guys would like to maybe hear us talk about or discuss, please feel free to comment or bring it up, because we're always looking for new material, especially retro. So that's what we kind of want to hit on. I hope you enjoyed the skits and everything. Like I said, if anything offended you, it wasn't
tough.
Meant to happen.
Get over it.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to happen, you know, to offend. It was just more for fun, so don't take it too hard, please.
Oh, there's plenty more where that came from. Don't fucking worry about it.
And also, if you don't like listening to it, then don't listen. Let everybody else enjoy it. Don't piss on their Cheerios.
All right, so we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us. We out.
Hey everybody, this is World Heavyweight Champion Raggy Balboa, telling you to go to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com. My face has been getting beat for over 30 years, but that doesn't mean you can't look good when you get your ass beat sometimes. So that's shop.backinthedaypodcast.com.
You're a bum, Rock!
Hey Mick, what you gotta say that for? What about my prime, Mick? But you know, you can look your prime by going to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com and grabbing a new shirt. All right, time for the show to start.